views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show today. We have a very special guest today. Interesting topic we're going to be talking about today with a little bit of a twist, because it is storytelling and fiction, but it's about today's situations and healing and meditation. You name it, it's just a beautiful thing. Who I have with me today is a best-selling author. His name is Bruce Davis. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're talking about today. He has a book out called The Love Letters, and this is Saint Francis and Saint Clair of Assisi meet Pope Francis. Now, isn't that interesting? This is the second book by Bruce Davis that has St. Francis of Assisi at the heart. So he does write, he has written previous books about him as well. And he is one of the world's leading secular authorities on the inner life of the Revered Saint. Davis, who for many years resided in Assisi, is ideally suited to retrace these steps from a fictional standpoint. Now, this is a fiction, but it is about things that are going on. And, you know, I love when storytelling does that, whether it's a fiction or a spiritual film. So that's what this is. And he does this with a purpose. He sheds light on whether the new namesake pope can really renew the first Francis promise of a compassionate and humble church that protects the poor and undeserved. He is also the best-selling author of Simple Peace, The Inner Life of St. Francis, The Heart of Healing, Monastery Without Walls, My Little Flowers, and The Calling of Joy. Now, he is an expert on silence as well, and him and his wife, this is beautiful, they have this retreat center. It's a silent retreat center. They have two of them. The first one is in Assisi, Italy, and now they have one in the California wine country. It's called Silent Stay. So we'll ask him a little bit about that one too. So we're here with his book called The Love Letters, and these are these love letters between those saints, and how, you know, it's with Pope Francis of today and what he's trying to do. So we're gonna pick Bruce's brain today about this, because it's a very interesting twist to me. He's a spiritual psychologist and a teacher of world religions. So let's bring him on. Bruce, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Yeah, Jen, thank you. It's fun to be here.
Yes. Now, you know, it's interesting, and, you know, I mean, obviously the first thing that I'm sure everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to write this particular book about love letters in regards to those saints and Pope Francis of today?
Well, we were living in Assisi, Italy for 12 years, and as most people know, that's the home, the spiritual home of St. Francis and St. Clair. And it's a very peaceful, beautiful place, and there's just lots of nature, and people go there from all over the world, and they just feel the simplicity of St. Francis. and the hope of St. Francis, and the generosity and the givingness. You know, there's just a very special feeling to that town.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year or so ago, when suddenly there was a pope who called himself Francis for the first time in history, we were just really excited and wondering, is this pope really a brother of St. Francis? And does this pope really believe in generosity and love and forgiveness and simplicity, and that God is in everyone and in all of creation? And so that just inspired, you know, all these letters back and forth between France and Claire, talking about their inner path and wondering, is it possible that the Pope could be with them on this inner path to joy?
Mm-hmm. So the book is like a dialogue of letters between St. Francis of Assisi and St. Claire of Assisi. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. And that's what you're reading. You're reading these letters between them through the book. Is that, I just want to be clear with the audience that's listening here, because
well,
that's...
these are fictional letters.
St. Francis
and St. Claire, they inspired each other. They had a very deep relationship. And in actuality, they did not write to each other, but they visited occasionally. And originally, Claire ran away from home to be with Francis, and Francis set her up in a little convent, you know, a little home at the bottom of the hill of Assisi. And Francis is the reason for Claire, and Claire is the reason for Francis. I mean, they were really inspired and supported each other deeply. So that's the basis of the letters.
Okay, yeah. Now, and thank you for that, because I wanted to make sure we had it clear what we were talking about today. So, you know, you're taking two characters that were truly existing. They were real people, and this is a fictional based around that. But what a beautiful concept. And how are you applying that to St. Francis of today, or Pope Francis of today?
Well, from the beginning, the Pope wanted to wash the feet of women and Muslims and go out and visit the poor. And so from the very beginning, he was walking in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi. You know, he was the first pope ever to leave the Vatican during Holy Week and do the washing of feet in a local prison.
Wow.
And so right away, we were feeling like maybe this is more than a name. Maybe this is really true, that there's going to be a new spirit in the church, a new spirit more of, you know, serving and less of judging, more of listening and less of telling others what to do. And so we were very excited, and I wrote the book of the letters back and forth between Francis and Claire. What would it look like if the church really walked in the path that we walk in?
It's a beautiful thought when you're thinking about it, because you're right. We have not seen anything like that in our day until this. And when he went to, that's beautiful. I'm just absorbing. Now I'm going into silence. You're rubbing off on me now, Bruce. But you know, that is the beautiful thing. Just being comfortable in that peacefulness as well. But that is amazing. We are going to take a short break here. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, if Pope Francis was to keep going in these footsteps that St. Francis did. Boy, I'm getting backwards and forwards here. How would that change the church? So we want to talk about that when we come back, and what could happen if the church was healed somewhat in this different approach, in this love and compassion that's coming through. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Bruce Davis. And we're talking about the love letters. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
To the Jen Royster Show. My guest today is Bruce Davis, and we're talking about his recent book. It's a fiction called The Love Letters, and it's just an amazing book, and it's about these letters that go back and forth between St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi, and they meet Pope Francis of today. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about this. Now, Bruce, how, if Pope Francis was to continue following down this path, and you were connecting how you're seeing a similarity to St. Francis of Assisi and the way they are, how would that change the church? What do you see in that? What would that look like to us?
Well, the biggest change is that first comes the heart and second comes theology. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the opposite it's been for a long time. First came theology, then hopefully there was some heart. So Pope Francis, his first idea is to listen and not tell people, is to not judge, but really, you know, be with people. And his first instinct is to serve. He's telling the church, we got to get out of our comfort zone and go on the streets and be with everybody and see the need that's in the streets and the communities around us. Mm-hmm. This is all very Franciscan. Mm-hmm. And so I have an imagination, and my imagination is that imagine not only all the churches, but this message spreads, you know, into other religions, and those people are not even into religion, the prayer of St. Francis, which is, Lord, make me an instrument. So mm-hmm. imagine people went to church, or they did their morning meditation, wherever they are, and they finished the meditation with, Lord, make me an instrument. And then you'd go see your family, and you'd bring love instead of, you know, telling somebody what to do. You'd bring peace to work with the most difficult people. You'd bring a sense of compassion to the neighbor who's having a difficult time. So if we all became instruments, as the famous prayer of St. Francis, the world would be a very different place.
Well, and you're talking about love being at the center of that, is what I heard you say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When Pope Francis met the Jewish friends in Buenos Aires, they didn't discuss theology, they discussed soccer. And they had dinner and they had fun together. And later they discussed theology. And then similarly now when he's meeting other religious leaders, he first meets on a personal level. So it's a relationship of the heart first. Otherwise, people just get together and they debate theology, and I'm right and you're wrong, and everybody should follow me, and it's too bad you don't understand. And that's the tone that he's setting. The tone first has to be of the heart. And mm-hmm. in the heart, there's this deep silence. And in this deep silence of the heart, we are really more together than we are apart. And the Pope represents this, and St. Francis and St. Clair, they embodied this. In their own inner silence, they found communion with everyone and everything. Brother Sun and Sister Moon and the nature and the animals. But mm-hmm. they brought a spirit back into the church.
And in that silence, you were mentioning that earlier. I think we were in the break, but in that silence is how they learn their spiritual gifts. Is that what you said? That's what you said,
exactly.
What? Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but a normal person has between 50 and 70,000 thoughts a day. So that's a pretty big filter between their head and their heart. And so mm-hmm. St. Francis, he left the walls of Assisi and climbed up the hill nearby, and he started meditating and sitting out in nature, and he found a big peace inside, a big quiet in the silence. And he went deeper and deeper in his heart, and he found all of nature and creation in his heart. And he realized that we're all connected, we're all related. And what's interesting is that Pope Francis, in his training as a Jesuit, they also have formation in silence. They spend a lot of time in silence, and silence sort of washes our awareness of all of our thoughts. Slowly, slowly, the busy mind becomes less and less, and in silence you begin feeling the quietness, the peace inside of us. And so Pope Francis and St. Francis had similar training, and that's why they both discovered these steps of humility and simplicity. Because when you find this big silence inside, self-importance and accumulating possessions and all the rules and all these things are not so important, because the silence is so special and so beautiful that life is about God and God is about life. Mm-hmm. And that's happened with St. Francis, and that's who Pope Francis really is.
Yeah, and you know, I can see why, I was going to ask you earlier, but it's just shining right through in your energy, why you're so drawn to these two saints. I mean, you're very drawn to them, and your retreat centers are silent retreat centers. So you are really resonating and connecting with that silence and that meditative state, right? That's what I'm feeling from you.
Yeah, because I'm trained as a psychologist.
Right.
You know, we could talk for an hour. But if you sit in silence for an hour, the mind begins calming down, and underneath our busy mind, it's like the waves of the ocean. Underneath mm-hmm. the waves of the ocean is a very deep ocean, and that's our deeper being. It's our inner peace. And most people, they're just tossed in the waves every day, just trying to survive and get everything done and accomplish everything that's on their list. And they never have this opportunity to go underneath the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the silence outside brings us to this deep quiet and silence inside. And that is really our source of trust and generosity, security.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that we can count on and we can go home to. And most people, they don't have an inner home. You know, mm-hmm. we're really so busy trying to make our outer home and pay the rent and do everything that has to be done. But there is an inner home, and St. Francis, St. Clair, and now Pope Francis, they're talking about that more and more, just through his actions, embracing the poor. A couple days ago, he stopped his car and ran over and kissed somebody who was very sick. You know, mm-hmm. by doing these things, he's demonstrating that there's a heart in life that's more important than anything else.
I like that. Is this something that you, what was it like living over in Assisi? You lived over in Assisi, Italy for a while. Is this something that you were experiencing over there in that environment? Or what did
exactly.
you get? Yeah.
The Italian culture is very special, but Assisi particularly is very special. I've traveled a lot in different parts of the world, and Assisi is one of the most, is the most peaceful place I've ever found. And people come from all over the world, and they can feel the simple peace of Assisi. And that's what St. Francis was all about. He was saying life is not so complicated.
And you brought that, you and your wife, you brought that back with you, and you just kept that within your heart. And now you're putting out, you have a place now, a retreat, where you can help other people find that within themselves, that quiet place.
Exactly. We're on a beautiful mountaintop near Napa, California, and people come from all over for a minimum 3 days up to a few weeks, and they just feel the simple peace, the quiet. And the quiet is a big healing. And so we offer daily meditation. My wife offers meditative movement. And there's just lots and lots of land to walk on and be on. And we give people a lot of free time to simply be, because in these days, nobody has free time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is completely structured, even their weekends. So we feel part of the healing is just having free time. And it's okay to take a nap if you want to take a nap. In Italy, everything is closed until 4 in the afternoon, and everybody after their third or fourth glass of wine is taking a nap. And so we brought a little bit of Italian culture back with us, and this idea that, you know, the heart deserves to be recognized and received and nourished, and the life of a heart is the life of St. Francis and St. Clair. But it's also, I mean, people in all religions are talking about this. The Dalai Lama is talking about it. And in the psychology, we talk about this, that, you know, I wrote a book called The Calling of Joy, that when we listen to our hearts, there really is a calling of inner joy that, and that calling moves us, supports us.
Right.
And empowers us.
You're right. In lives today, I mean, it's always this rush, 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 push, push, push. You always feel like you're behind. You can't catch up. And I would imagine, I'm assuming, I'm not sure I'm asking, at your retreat center, I would imagine you don't have all the electronic stuff going on.
We have not had a TV in 20 years.
Oh.
We do have internet because that's how people reach us. We have a website called silentstay.com. That's how we stay in touch with the world. But we don't have TV, and we ask people to unplug. You know, there's no policemen here. You know, the people do what they want to do. But the whole idea is to feel the peace in our own solitude. Most people, they've lost that.
Wow.
And our own connection to nature, and that we're okay if we don't check the emails 6 times a day.
Right. Wow. You know, I mean, I know that's just sounding so... so desirable to everybody listening right now. It is to me, you know, because we do have such busy, busy lives. Now, who would be wanting to read this, and why would they want to read this book? What would someone reading this book gain from it?
The book is really about the inner life of anybody who's on a spiritual path. Francis and Claire were big saints, and they had this big inner life. They had to deal with their fears, their nakedness, their joy, and that they found this deep anchor inside of them of God's peace. And so the letters back and forth are really about the inner life of the mystic. And they're wondering, is Pope Francis a part of this path of being a mystic, or is he another judgmental intellectual making rules for everybody and thinking that he's right and everybody else is wrong? And but the real book, the real letters, are love letters back and forth between these two lovers of the mystical path. So anybody who's on a deep spiritual path, that doesn't, we have Buddhist friends that love the book. And we have this Hindu lady who reads the book every day as a daily meditation. So it's not really about religion. It's about a deep path of the heart. And unfortunately, in psychology today, we've limited the heart. The heart is there a little bit, but it's mostly, you know, behavioral therapy, and people are getting a lot of drugs. And
right.
We talk a little bit about forgiveness, a little bit about compassion, but there's much more to the heart than this little bit.
Right.
And many of us in the field of psychology are realizing there's a whole universe in the heart for us to go into.
So the heart wisdom is starting to make its way into that, and that's what I like seeing. Now, stay with us, everyone. We're going to take a quick break. Hang on to that thought, Bruce. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know if, and we'll save the question for when we come back, but I want to know if the Pope has read this book yet. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Bruce Davis with The Love Letters. We'll be right back after the break.
There's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you got me dancing again over here, Brian. Good thing I'm going to bump this mic one day. But if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is author Bruce Davis. And he is an expert on silence and the meditation, going to the inner self and just really, you know, being, you know, in that space. That's such a beautiful place. And he has written a book called The Love Letters, letters between St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi that meet Pope Francis of today. Now, before we went to break, Bruce, I asked you, has the Pope read this book? Or is he going to? Do you know?
No, we don't know. know, we really don't have any direct relationship with the church. We sent the book to one of the bishops who's a friend of his, and I don't think he read it. We just got a formal letter back. We thank you for your book and your dedication to the church or something like this. You know, it was like a legal letter back. So it was obviously, nobody, he didn't read it. So we're really asking people to spread the word. And, you know, the Pope cannot change the church. One person is not going to change the church. It's mm-hmm. all of us. It's not going to not only change the church, but change our culture to have more heart and mm-hmm. less mental, you know, stiffness. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking people to offer the book to the church. And if anybody knows the Pope or knows somebody in the church, so please spread it around. But which is, we're just two people on a hilltop in California doing what we can do. And thanks to people like you, we get to speak a little bit on the air. It's just one step after another.
Well, what you're doing, those two people on the hill in California, I think is pretty big. And I think it's powerful transformation that the world needs today. And we're in the middle of this big transformation anyway, because like you said earlier, you know, this is becoming something that is coming up to the forefront and a priority for people in their lives. You know, I feel like it's igniting and it goes from heart to heart and connects that way.
I agree with you because, you know, I write for the Huffington Post, and all the time the Huffington Post is talking about the need to unplug. And it's gotten more and more important because this is brand new within the last few years that we'd be so plugged into technology constantly. Mm-hmm. You know, we got kids in their 30s and grandkids, and even the grandkids, they're plugged in constantly. And what happens is that we lose our sense of wholeness. We mm-hmm. lose the beauty of our own solitude. We lose a sense of inner peace that we can trust. So they turn to the media or their phone, iPhone or whatever, to find what's my next answer. And the next answer really is breathing into our hearts, into the mm-hmm. silence of our hearts. And so this connection, I think, is more important than ever. And we all need to say no more to technology and yes more to our deep inner heart.
I mean, that alone is a connection that is amazing, because I feel like it is calling, and it's almost like something from within us is trying to get our attention. And that's sort of the explanation that I have for it, because you just feel it. I know for me personally, I felt a magnetic draw to go inward to find those answers. And a lot of what we are trying to help people understand out there, I know I am in my work, is that is where you're going to find that connection, that answer, that peace that you're looking for, that balance to life and that connection that we feel to everyone. Now, do you think, what is your thoughts on, do you feel that the Pope can bring this around, or do you think that it will completely change into a different type of structure, or what do you think is going to happen with the church?
What people are looking at, is he really left or right? Is he going to change? You know, is he conservative or liberal? Is he going to change the rules? And that, for me, is really secondary. What is important is that he keeps expressing the heart, mm-hmm. showing humility, showing listening instead of talking, you know, kissing the wall in Jerusalem. You know, he needs to bring more and more heart into the church, like we're all trying to bring more and more heart into the world.
Right.
And people are afraid of that. And the way to get through the fear, we have a lot of people that are afraid to unplug, you know. And the way to get mm-hmm. through the heart is by receiving simple peace. And that's what the Pope has demonstrated. Now, when you go into nature, instead of rushing back or making sure you got your phone with you, leave the phone in the car. It's okay for an hour. And just go sit and breathe and receive simple peace.
Exactly.
A lot of our teaching is that people don't know how to receive anymore. Mm-hmm. Even though we're so wealthy and we have almost everything, we don't have peace, and we don't receive each other. That's why relationships and families have so much difficulty. We're more into thinking I'm right and what I need instead of really receiving what is present. Mm-hmm. It's really not mm-hmm. so important that our kids get good grades. It's more important that we just receive the presence of each kid. That's the gift that we can give them, more than making sure that they get into the top school. And this competitiveness and intellectualness is really like a big clamp on our hearts.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the Pope will be an example, the Dalai Lama's example. There's many great teachers in the field of psychology. You're an example of this every day when you're on the air. We're all in this together.
Yeah, you know, we are. And I love when we connect with another heart that's doing it, because you just feel the support as well in so much that you are doing. You don't feel alone when you, especially I would imagine going to a retreat like you have, you would just feel that connection and that support that it's okay, like you were saying, to unplug, take time, and get to know what's inside. Get to know your own heart. Get to know the heart of another. Find that connection. I would imagine it would just be so refreshing.
Yeah, and except most retreats, you have to be part of a particular group and have a particular religion. You're Buddhist or you're Catholic or you're this or that. And we feel it's important that you can, we, people of all groups, all religions, come or no religion. It's not really about that. You don't need to fit in. People need to have a space where they don't have to fit in. And when the heart can breathe and I can begin asking, what am I? Who am I? What's important to me? Where's my joy? Where's my life right now? And we all need to create spaces like this where you don't have to fit in, where you can just be. And so we enjoy offering these retreats that people can just come enjoy silence and nature and receive the deep quiet of, the, of our own hearts.
Wow. Now, where, let's let everybody know how they can grab a copy or check this book out. Where can they find this book, The Love Letters?
You can find The Love Letters, and you can find us at our website, silentstay.com. And in the silentstay.com, the books that we've written are listed, and then you also can find out about our retreats. And also, The Love Letters can be found at either one.
Okay. So everyone, it's silentstay.com. That's a very simple website to remember. That's nice and easy. That's so nice. And so silentstay.com, you can check out the retreat information. You can see the books that Bruce Davis has written and everything that they offer over there. And all the contact information is over there on silentstay.com. Do you have anything that you feel is important if people are approaching this, like if this is something new to them on how to slow down? Well, I want to give you that thought to think about, because we want to bring people to a place where it's safe. I noticed that some people are just, they almost have anxiety about slowing down and going within, like they avoid it. What would you say to someone to help them know that it's nothing to fear? Or how would you do that? I know what I'm trying to ask. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, the first place is normal. We have a lot of people who come who've never done a retreat before. They've never meditated before. They've never done any of this. They just know they need a break from two noisy kids. And then they show up, and suddenly there's all this peace and quiet, and they just feel anxious, like, what do I do with all my feelings? And so that feeling of being a little anxious when you disconnect, that's totally normal. The first step is to make the step. Go ahead and disconnect anyway. Give yourself a free day at the beach. Give yourself an afternoon in the park or make a retreat. It's nice doing it in a retreat because you're with people who are on the same wavelength and they're doing the same thing together, and you know you're not alone. And then the second step is really start receiving the peace and quiet. And that gets us out of our anxious minds and into the our more peaceful heart. So just notice the beauty and the nature around and enjoy receiving it, the birds, the wildlife, the colors, and just feel the gentleness of your own heart. And then slowly, slowly, the world is less in our heads, it's more outside, and what's in our awareness is more and more just our own quietude, our own deep sense of being. And that's what a retreat is about. But you can make a retreat in a half hour if you want to, if you just go to the river next to work and just really sit there, enjoy the river, and receive the water. The key is to receive it. And
yeah, it's a receiving, like a be more than a doing.
Exactly, or thinking. We're trained to think and do, and we have difficulty receiving and being. And that's a muscle. We have to practice it. And with practice, then our meditation opens up to this big valley inside of endless being, and it's beautiful. And we can't wait to do our next meditation, our next retreat. But it's just a practice.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to power on with the love letters with Bruce Davis. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-B-INTUIT.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and my guest today is author Bruce Davis from the Silent Stay Retreat Center in Napa Valley, and he's also the author of The Love Letters, the love letters between St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi meet Pope Francis of today. And, you know, the book is about love and going within in that love that we've been talking about, Bruce. So for the listeners that some of this, you know, hectic pace of life and, you know, just going in and that acceptance and that receiving of love that we've been talking about, what would you like to say to the listeners today?
Well, I think the main issue is that we all want to have a sanctuary in our life. We want to have a safe place, a place where we feel this connection, that there's something sacred, there's something more. And so we look for it in churches and groups and teachers and different places of the world, and we find moments of it. But the real, I mean, it's already within us. If we're not so busy doing, and our awareness is not so busy full of thoughts, when the awareness calms down, we naturally begin finding our own sanctuary inside.
Mm-hmm.
And as we breathe in the sanctuary of our own hearts, we find more and more silence and more of a feeling of being connected to something greater. And I think that's what's happening in the world, that more and more people are realizing it's not about what we do, it's not about accomplishing so much or accumulating so much, it's not going to bring me joy. Mm-hmm. It's about finding our own sanctuary with our family, our kids, our friends, our partners, nature, but most of all with our own heart. And I think that's what the book is about, and that's why people need to make retreats, because you need to make space for your heart.
Right, and the book does it does a beautiful job of taking you through this journey by reading these love letters between these two saints and how you can apply it and how it can help you connect into that heart center of yourself. So it's a beautiful fictional, but it's also so much of what the world is looking for today, and how you can apply it and just immerse yourself into the peacefulness that's there. There's such a comfort in just getting to know who you are within, I think. What do you think, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, St. Francis and St. Clair, St. Clair was the first woman to start an order. St. Francis brought the church back to the nature and back to the moment and to the love, which is really what the church should be about. They were living churches. So when you have big saints, they speak to everybody through hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wanted to write about them. It's just a little glimpse into their inner life. So each of us, you and me, we have support for our own inner life, and we can find this source of trusting. Because most people, we're separated from our source of trusting. We trust in our jobs, and we trust in all these things that they're always changing. Our real source of trusting is deep inside of us. And so St. Francis, St. Clair, they give us a path back to that source of trusting, inner knowing, and feeling our own joy and enjoying life. And that's why it's nice to have reminders, and hopefully there's new spiritual teachers that will continue reminding us about the simple joys, the simple peace.
Absolutely.
About wanting to be served.
And, our physical body, our minds, I believe the way that I see it, the way I explain it, let me put it that way, is that it's reflecting back where we are in that state. If it's and when you go into this place and you find that peacefulness and meditation has got so much out there where you're connecting on a deeper level with your heart, but you are also really healing all of you, because the body is just going to reflect back to that. You're going to feel better. It's part of a lot of health care.
Yeah, meditation is giving the mind a rest.
It is. It is.
When the mind rests, then the awareness goes back into what I call our body of awareness or our heart essence.
Mm-hmm.
So when awareness is not busy and jumping around and frantic and doing everything that has to be done, when awareness can just rest in ourselves, it literally is drinking our heart essence. And this heart essence feeds our nerves, which feeds every part of our body.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds our creativity, our imagination. And most of all, it just feeds our life energy. And so it's important that we meditate, or we make retreats, or we let go, or we have time, downtime, where we can actually drink from the pure river inside. And this is our heart essence. And we all have it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has this available to them, but they just have to go in and, tap in. I mean, it's would you say that everyone has the ability to be a mystic, or is that just a few people, or... mystic is sometimes...
I wrote a book called Monastery Without Walls, and it's written to the mystic in each of us.
We're
all mystics. We all need some inner silence, and it's not about the walls. It's not about the rules. It's about the monastery. We all want that sacred place, and we deserve to have that sacred place. But in our culture, there's so much noise that it's hard to find that place. So we need to support each other to find our own sacredness, which is in our hearts and with each other in small groups and communities and the nature and in special places. But the world is very noisy. So
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, one more time before we wrap up the show, let's give out the website where they can find the book and about your retreat center one more time.
Yeah, well, we welcome everybody to be in touch with us. Send us an email. We're all doing this together. And our website is silentstay.com. S-I-L-E-N-T-S-T-A-Y, silentstay.com. And there you find the books and our retreats and everything that we're doing. And it's nice that we're all one big community supporting each other. And if anybody has a connection to the Pope or a bishop, please pass on the book, The Love Letters, because we're doing what we can do to bring more heart in the church. And so we appreciate people reading the book and passing it on.
And you know, when you say that, you know, if, you know, the way he is, Pope Francis, I would think that reading this book, it would really touch his heart, because he would see that what he's doing is helping, and it's inspiring, and it's igniting.
Exactly, that he's not alone. I mean,
right.
He's in a very conservative environment, and all the rest of us who are opening and practicing our hearts, we need to put out there that we're with you. We're in all this, dude. We're doing it together.
Exactly, and it goes across all boundaries. There is no religion boundary here. Hearts are hearts, and our energy is there, and it's something that we have flowing through every one of us. Thank you so much for your work and everything that you're doing for humanity and for the love and to help people connect into their heart energy, and for the transformation of where we can be as a healthy, loving humanity. So thank you, Bruce, for your work and being with us today on the show.
Thank you. I hope you come visit us. It'd be fun to meet you and share some silence together.
I would love that. Absolutely love that. And I will definitely look you up, and we may just do that.
Okay. We're waiting for you. We have a room with your name on it.
I believe you, and I can't wait to meet you and Ruth, your wife. So thank you again. For everyone that's been listening, I want to say thank you to you. You are our listeners. You are our family, and we always send love out to you. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. Thank you, and we will see you next week. And next week is the reads and call-in time for Spiritual Insights. I want to say thank you and namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.